The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol. Lather up with thick and rich Barbasol shaving cream and shave like a man. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Why on earth would investors care what happens on the island of Cyprus, a country of barely a million people? What's one more bailout?
Cyprus is the fifth European country to need a bailout, but the first one in which bank account holders have been forced to contribute their cash.
Ah, that's why. More after this from Charlie. Even at the worst of the financial crisis, nobody here in the U.S. really thought the government would simply confiscate the money in our savings accounts. But in Cyprus, CBS correspondent Holly Williams says that is exactly what's going to happen.
Under the rescue package, accounts with more than $130,000 in the country's two biggest banks have been frozen, and depositors could lose up to 40% of their money.
And the reason is that while Cyprus is a tiny country, it's seen as a tax haven. Rich investors, a lot of them from Russia, park their money there because Cyprus insures depositors just as the U.S. does. But Cypriot banks needed a place to invest all that money to make it grow, and so they lent it to Greece. And then, when Greece couldn't repay the loans and started issuing bonds to raise cash, guess who decided to buy those bonds? Yes, those same banks. Now they're in the hole for more than the country's entire GDP. The first bailout plan was just to confiscate a little out of everybody's account, but that quickly caused a panic, and so now the banks will just confiscate up to 40% of the money of really rich depositors, like Nicholas Mikhail, a Russian businessman who owns a yacht company.
And I believe that the politicians have betrayed us.
Betrayed you how?
They have stolen my money.
The question now is, will this reassure smaller depositors, or will it scare them enough to start a run on the banks? We'll find out Thursday when Cyprus's banks are scheduled to reopen for the first time in more than a week. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.